Well, we've checked all the speakers so far. No damage done on this end. Mr. Moniz, thank you very much for both demonstrating those low notes and for talking with us about your world's record.
Thank you.
That's Roger Moniz of Anna, Illinois, who has made it into the Guinness World Records book for singing the lowest note on record.
Well, you don't need a record-breaking low note to take part in this next music story. New York City is kicking off a new participatory art project. It's called the Street Pianos Project. For 2 weeks, 60 pianos will be on the streets of New York for anyone to play. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
There they are, a bunch of somewhat dinky-looking upright pianos painted by artists in all kinds of odd colors, sitting in parks, on sidewalks, and on street corners. Sometimes the pianos just sit there. Some people are a bit shy. Daniela Adut puts her fingers on the keys.
Yeah, that's about it. I took music lessons back in like second grade and forgot everything.
Another person says he's classically trained, but he needs his sheet music. But then there are people who completely lose themselves, like Nina Pike, a 20-year-old visitor from Virginia, who sits down in the middle of Times Square.
Are you improvising?
Yes, yeah, just out of my head.
That's wonderful. Do you daydream while you improvise?
Yeah, to play the song that I played, you have to put up a picture and then make the music flow to what the picture made up.
The Street Pianos Project was conceived by British artist Luke Jerram, who says he had the idea when visiting a laundromat in Bristol, where he lives.
And noticing I'd see the same people there every weekend, washing their underwear and just sitting there with a newspaper and iPods, you know, and no one was sort of talking with one another. And I realised there must be all these invisible communities right across the city, people occupying the same space, and they'd recognise each other, you know, maybe at the train station or the bus station, but they wouldn't engage with one another. And I thought, well, maybe putting a piano into a space like that would shake things up and would act as a catalyst for conversation, and so far it seems to be working.
Jerram has placed pianos in 9 cities, including London, Sydney, and Barcelona. New York is the first U.S. city and the largest installation he has done. Jerram says he's a visual artist and he doesn't read music, although he can play some simple blues.
Turns ordinary people like me into street performers, and that's magical.
He's been moving from piano to piano, watching what happens.
Yesterday I saw at the Lincoln Center an old lady playing the piano. She was playing Honky Tonk Blues. I thought that was pretty good. And then some Japanese students sort of sat up and they wanted to have a go, but I don't think she was impressed by the amount of talent they had, so she started giving them piano lessons.
High school student Kari Wei brought her voice as well as her fingers to one of the pianos at Lincoln Center.
Where is your heart? 'Cause I don't really feel you. Where is your heart? What I really want is to believe you.
I've always, you know, sort of had the urge to, whenever I see a piano, play it. So the fact that they have them all over the city is just really convenient. So, I mean, I'm kind of determined to sort of find all 60.
Sometimes whole bands show up, like Danny Lipton.
And it's hard to say just how some things never change. And it's hard to find any strength to draw the line, because I'm just burning doing the neutron dance. I'm just burning doing the neutron dance.
At the end of the 2 weeks, the pianos will be given to schools and hospitals by the nonprofit Sing for Hope, in the hope that playing and building community will continue. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Pot of gold for me. All I got to do is just believe. I know that there's a pot of gold for me. All I got to do is just believe. Just believe. Oh.